Jack didn't want to leave his warm, cozy room. But he had a feeling Annie was right. Something important was about to happen. "You coming?" she said.
"Yeah, yeah," he said.
He climbed out of bed.
"Just put on your rain poncho," said Annie.
Jack threw his rain poncho over his pajamas. He pulled on his sneakers and grabbed his backpack.
"Don't forget your master librarian card," said Annie. "I have mine with me."
Jack put the card with the glowing letters M.L. on it into his backpack.
"I'm ready," he said.
Jack and Annie went quietly down the stairs. Then they slipped out the door into the chilly, damp night. The storm had eased up. Rain fell gently as they ran up the street. The wet ground glistened in the beam of the flashlight. They headed into the Frog Creek woods. Wind blew through the trees, shaking water to the ground. Jack shivered. He wiped raindrops off his glasses.
"Brr," said Annie. "I'm cold."
"Me too," said Jack.
As they kept walking, Annie pointed the flashlight up into the trees.
"There it is," she said.
Her light had found the treehouse.
"Morgan," Jack called.
There was no answer.
"I wonder what's wrong," said Annie. "I was sure she'd be here."
"Let's go up and see," said Jack.
Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started climbing. Jack followed. Rain dripped from the trees onto his poncho. They climbed into the treehouse. Annie shined her light into each corner. The first three corners were empty. Then the flashlight beam hit the fourth. Jack and Annie gasped with surprise. Sitting in the corner was a small dog. He looked like a terrier puppy. He had scruffy, light brown fur. He stared sadly at Jack and Annie.
"Oh," whispered Annie.
"Where did you come from?" said Jack.
Annie patted the dog's head. He wagged his tail.
"He's so cute," she said. "He looks like a little teddy bear. Hi, Teddy."
Teddy was actually a good name for him, Jack thought. "Where did you come from, Teddy?" he asked.
The little dog whimpered.
"Don't be sad," said Annie. "Everything's okay."
"How did he get up here?" Jack asked.
"I don't know, but I bet Morgan had something to do with it," said Annie.
Jack's gaze fell on a piece of paper lying on the floor.
"I think you're right," he said.
He picked up the paper. On it was fancy writing that said, "This little dog is under a spell and needs your help. To free him, you must be given four special things. A gift from a ship lost at sea, a gift from the prairie blue, a gift from a forest far away, a gift from a kangaroo. Be wise, be brave, be careful. Morgan." P.S. Your master librarian cards won't help on this mission. Just be yourselves and all will be well.
"What kind of spell do you think Teddy is under?" said Annie.
"Who knows?" said Jack.
"Poor thing," said Annie.
She patted the dog's head. He licked her hand.
"It looks like we have to take four trips," said Jack.
Teddy trotted over to a book. He pushed it with his nose.
"Look," said Annie. "I bet that will take us on the first trip."
She picked up the book that the little dog had chosen.
"Good job, Teddy," she said.
The title of the book was The Unsinkable Ship.
"Well, at least that's good," said Jack. "The ship won't sink, even if it is lost."
"Ready, Teddy?"
asked Annie.
"Arf, arf,"
he answered. Jack pointed at the cover of the book.
"I wish we could go there," he said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 2, The Unsinkable Ship.
Arf, arf.
Jack opened his eyes. He shivered. Wherever they were now, it was cold. Very cold. Teddy barked again.
"Shh," said Jack.
Annie shined the flashlight on her clothes.
"Wow, we're dressed like old-fashioned kids," she said.
Instead of pajamas and a poncho, she wore a sailor dress and a long wool cloak. Jack had on an overcoat and knee-length pants with long socks. His backpack had turned to leather. He also had on a shirt and tie.
"Where are we?" he wondered aloud.
Jack and Annie looked out the window. The moonless sky glittered with stars. There was a soft wind and the sound of water lapping. The treehouse seemed to be resting on a wooden deck between two giant columns. Jack looked up and saw smoke coming out of the columns. "We must have landed on the ship between the smokestacks," he said. Then Jack looked straight ahead and saw a box high in the air near the front of the ship. "That must be the lookout's nest," he said. Jack sat back in the treehouse and opened their book. Annie handed him the flashlight. "Let's find out where we are," he said. He turned to a picture of a huge ocean liner. By the light of the flashlight, he read, "Late at night, on April 14, 1912, an English ocean liner was making her first voyage across the Atlantic Ocean. She was going to New York City. Carrying 2,200 passengers, the ship was four city blocks long. Most people believed the ship was unsinkable."
"Oh, man, we're in 1912, said Jack.
He pulled out his notebook and wrote, April 14, 1912.
"This ship is huge," said Annie. "How will we ever find the gift to help free Teddy?"
"You can't go looking for a gift," said Jack. "You have to wait until someone gives it to you."
"Right," said Annie with a sigh. "Well, I guess we just have to be ourselves, like Morgan said, and maybe we'll get lucky."
"This is hard," said Jack. The little dog whined.
"Don't worry, Teddy," said Annie. "We'll free you from your spell."
Just then a shout came from the lookout's nest. "Iceberg ahead!" Jack and Annie turned back to the window, just in time to see a huge iceberg looming out of the sea. The iceberg was dark with a fringe of white at the top, and it was right in front of the ship. Jack felt a jolt. Then he heard a grinding sound. The ship was scraping against the mountain of ice.
"Arf, arf," Teddy barked. "Shh, don't be scared," said Annie. She picked the dog up and hugged him.
The scraping sound stopped. The ship slid past the iceberg until they lost sight of it. The night was calm again.
"See," Annie said to Teddy. "It was just a little bump. This ship is unsinkable."
But Jack was worried. "Wait, I have to read more about this," he said.
"Don't read now, Jack," said Annie. "It's time to get the gift. Come on, Teddy."
She picked up the little dog and the flashlight, and she climbed out the treehouse window. "Hey, don't take the flashlight," said Jack, but Annie was gone.
"Annie,"
called Jack. He heard a soft,
"Yikes."
Annie stuck her head back in the treehouse.
"Bad news," she said in a whisper. "I think you'd better see this."
Jack threw his stuff into his knapsack. He put it on and climbed out the window. Annie was standing by the ship's railing, holding Teddy. Without a word, she shined the flashlight on a life preserver hanging from the railing. In big black letters were the words, RMS Titanic.